Well, we were dangerously close to 49 degrees at my house this morning. It was 50 when I left this morning, Pat. 50.
Yep, I told you it could be, upper 40s. But there's places that are coming in the upper 40s this morning. So it's nice and cool, dry, clear. We'll have a sunny day. Beautiful. 80. Tonight, clear and not as cool. 55 to 60. Sun and some clouds on Friday. You're up to the middle 80s. Then partly cloudy and more humid Saturday. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm late in the day. That maybe is very small. Don't worry about it. Make your plans. Mid to upper 80s. Sunday, better chance of a shower or thunderstorm popping up with some sunshine. Humid weather. Mid to upper 80s again. And I don't see any change on Monday. So August weather is back. The tropical picture, really busy. First tropical wave south of the Dominican Republic. That is going to be moving into the southern Gulf of Mexico on Sunday. The second is a depression now, and that is east of the Leeward Islands. That could become Laura. That is going to move north of Cuba and possibly towards South Florida by Monday. And the third one, off the African coast, will continue to move west-northwestward across the Atlantic. So a very, very busy tropical weather map. And I'll tell you, the path that they put that tropical depression on, which should become a storm, if not a hurricane, is very similar to the path of Andrew. And Andrew was a major, major hurricane for South Florida.
Well, as long as it's not on the path of that same tropical storm we had earlier this year.
Isiasius, yeah. Whatever his name is.
Whatever.
Icky.
We don't want that to happen again.
No, we certainly don't. And right now we don't see that. So that's the good news there. I did venture to the Hyundai dealership yesterday.
Yeah.
To see if what I could do about getting out of my current lease and getting into a lease with them. And the buyout for my current lease is 28. Mm-hmm. Gentleman was real nice. He said, we would pay for this car 22. I said, right. He goes, so that leaves you six and change to be covered. He said, either that would have to come out of your pocket or it could be included in the new lease here. Mm-hmm. He said, but that means your lease monthly amount is going to start approximately at $550 a month. Yeah. I said, okay, so question number two. What if I wait a year? He said, then you could probably get into a Hyundai at the same price that you're now paying here. I said, so? He said, I already have it on the calendar. I will call you a year from now. Case closed, end of that.
And take it to, and find a different dealer to get it serviced at.
Right. Yeah, I can do that.
If they're only going to give you a free oil change, well, right. you can pay for an oil change, for gosh sakes.
Yeah, really.
And you know what? Matter of fact, take it to find a garage that does great oil changes. Take it to a local garage, and then only stick them with the warranty work.
Right.
That's it. Just stick them with the warranty work that they have to pay for.
Right. Okay. That's what we're doing now, and that's it. And this Saturday, we show last year's movie to the association members.
How many have signed up now?
Six.
No, you don't have to have no social distancing there.
So, well, I'm pushing it. I'm pushing the whole thing inside the studio. I am not. For six people, I am not going to go through all the work of setting up outdoor screens, projectors, surround sound system. Everything is set up in the studio, so that's where they'll sit. And, of course, some of the cast will be there. So right now I'm figuring out total about 15 people.
All right.
And that's Saturday. And then on Sunday I'll finish the set, you know, that I've been working on. So that's my plans for the weekend. And nothing else. Everything else is quiet. How about you? Anything new?
Everything is about the same. I'm trying to trace down this new Disney movie about this gorilla.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It says it's streaming, but it's not streaming yet, and it looks really, really good.
It does look good.
It looks like it's going to be a fun movie to watch. So I couldn't find that. So I found an older movie. It's not that old, but and I hadn't seen it before. It's called The Parallax Theory.
I've heard of that.
About the end of the world, and it's told in relationship where you see a guy standing there, and then he back-sells the whole story. You know what? It was a very good movie. You got to like science fiction, like I do, and it was a great movie. I watched that for it was and unlike most movies nowadays, Pat, it was like an hour and 30 minutes. It wasn't like this hour and 55 minute stuff.
Right. So it was shorter. By any chance, did that star President Trump?
No.
Oh. Well, I didn't know. I mean, that could have been the time that he had his big TV show.
No. Had he been included in the credits, I wouldn't have watched it. Hey, I'm staying away from TV completely. I haven't watched.
What was the name of his show?
You're Fired.
That's all I remember.
Yeah, You're Fired.
That was the name. That wasn't the name of it.
No, but I.
You don't remember it either, huh?
I try to block. I try to block everything out of my mind.
I do remember watching it.
The Apprentice. The Apprentice. The Apprentice.
The Apprentice. I do remember watching it many times, and of course, the fun part about that was the very end to see who he was firing.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, since he's been president, he's never fired anybody face to face. Never. Never. Always by a telephone call or mentioning it on TV.
Very interesting.
He's never gone face to face and fired anybody.
I remember the whoever was fired. I remember them taking their suitcase and walking out through the office to the elevator and out. And I used to say to myself, boy, that's got to be so depressing.
It's all entertainment.
Yeah.
It's all,
I guess so.
I was watching the Home and Garden Network, and once again, they had the House Hunter show on. And these people aren't real house buyers. What the House Hunter show is that real estate supposedly takes you to see three properties, and you're going to choose the one you want to buy.
Right.
All it is a real estate show for that area of the country. That's it. If you think these people are actually buying these houses, it's all showbiz. It's all showbiz. So.
Yeah, well, I think John Apostolakis was in one of the islands one time, and they were shooting. I don't know what show it was. And he said... the whole shot involved actors on the set.
Yeah. No, it's the state of television.
Well, it's not the state anymore.
I know.
We're feeling the pinch now, because we have not gotten any new movies. Obviously, why would we? No movies, no TV stuff, nothing like that. Nothing's moving. Nothing is moving. And I have no idea when that is going to start again. But I don't know. My feeling is it's probably not going to be this year. Are you in agreement with that?
I would think next year is going to be the year where we hopefully break through. But we're all got to live with this for the next, I would say, 6 to 8 months.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that news, Pat, we'll check with you mañana.
All right, that sounds great. You have a nice one, and enjoy the day. See you tomorrow.
Okay, Pat, take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on that tri-state forecast.